RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, Drains by James, Windward Mental Health, and your New England Chevy dealers. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, the 508 chimes in based on our discussion about the Herbert injury and the number one seed maybe dissipating. 508 says there's still hope at the number one seed. Okay, I'm going to continue reading, Fitzy. You see if you follow this. Trey Lance did show he could play week one of the preseason. This could be a tryout for him for another. So because he was okay in week one of the preseason, that means he's going to go out and beat the Broncos? Is that what I'm supposed to take from that text, Fitzy?
That's just not going to happen. Like, can we just... The Broncos have all of the incentive in the world to... And listen, the Chargers can come in and surprise them. And I saw people already saying, too, like, pump the brakes, hold your horses. Could be the Bills as well. Like, if you're the Bills, do you want to try to lose Sunday and come to New England? Or would you rather... be, you know, go to Jacksonville or like
I'd rather not lose. Just lost. Stop losing. Why is so many people want to lose multiple games heading into the postseason?
The Bills are playing. Get out. Knock it off. The Bills are playing the effing Jets on Sunday. They're not going to lose the Rich Stadium or Highmark Stadium farewell game. Sorry. Like, it's not going to happen. Even if they put in Mitch Trubisky, or if they, you know, invite Jim Kelly to come back and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith and operate and Andre Reed and operate the K-gun, for God's sakes.
Stiz, it's 5:03:53. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. WEEI Afternoons.
This drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody! We talked to Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. He called very early in the show. Very early in the show, which we appreciate. That means we're going to hear once again from the quarterback of the New England Patriots. And listen very carefully. Did I offend him with a question at any point?
Yes.
And we can talk about it later. Drake May, everyone. Right to the guest line, because you don't want to make an MVP candidate wait. Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Monday, is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're good, and I actually wanted to start with how you're doing, because the cameras caught you on the sideline, coughing up a lung, blowing your nose. You sounded a little ill in your post-game press conference. Were you a little under the weather yesterday? How you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel good, though. A little bit of runny nose, a little bit of cough, but should we battle the elements and come out the win? So that's what's mattered.
Can we call that the Drake May flu game, like Jordan had the flu game? Can we call it the Drake May flu game?
No, nothing like that. Just another day. Just another day.
That's basically our resting state up here all the time during these New England winters, Drake. So welcome to the club, man.
Exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, like, I'm a big fan of storylines and symmetry. How did it feel to have arguably your best game as a professional in the same place where your professional career began? You know, you get your first reps down there at MetLife, and now you come back a year and a half later playing for a division, 5 touchdown passes. How'd that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's full circle. Honestly, you know, what a year it's been since that moment I got my first action. It's pretty cool, and you know, I was reminiscing on it a little bit yesterday with my first action out there, and kind of different point in the season and a different type of season it is this year. So just very fortunate, and it, you know, just shows, you know, what happens when you put some work in and some different faces are around, and you just believe in each other. And I think it's been good, but we got some work left out there that we're looking forward to.
I think in one of your answers last night, someone asked you about what was working on offense, and you were talking about the receivers, top of their routes, getting open, the protection, different. And then you said, and I felt like I was throwing it pretty good. Was yesterday one of those days where you did just feel good with the football? Basically, every time it left your hand, it was near perfection.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you get out there in pregame and you feel pretty good throwing it around, you just you like the way the footballs are feeling, and that's kind of one of those things that I hope to try to feel and kind of replicate more and more. And just trying to get used to throwing in the cold weather, and I think the footballs are feeling great. Shout out to my guys Ben and Alex in the equipment room, man. They do a great job with the footballs each and every week. So shout out to those guys, and then from there, just try to give our guys a chance to go make a play, and they did that yesterday.
Drake, with so many injuries on the team all week long, what was the state of mind? What was the mentality during practice leading up to the game yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was unfinished business. That's what we said in the beginning of the week. You wanted to go 8-0 on the road. A special thing that you could do in this league of going undefeated on the road in the seasons. That's pretty tough to do. So we're glad we could accomplish that. And it was one of those mindsets we kept on thinking the whole year: pack our identity in the suitcase and don't just pack it, bring it out and showcase it. I think we did that.
The Fox cameras showed you, they did a little montage of you pointing to the sideline after every touchdown. We've talked to you a little bit about that, but is it safe to say yesterday was one of those days where Josh McDaniels, your play caller, was sort of in his bag? Seemed like almost everything he drew up, called up, was working for you guys.
Yeah, he's in his bag every week. We just got to go out there and execute it. You know, I think it's, you know, plays are a big deal, but, you know, us players executing the plays is a bigger deal. So he does his part, and those coaches do their part every week. We just got to go out there and execute their, you know, what they expect to happen or the adjustments that we get from what they think, you know, what we get, and then just play from there and just be instinctive. And I think that's the best thing we've been doing lately is just, play instinctive and not really worried about too much what they're doing, more worried about what we're doing, what we can control.
I know you were very deferential and humble when you found out what company you're now a member of in terms of the 4,000-yard club. But what's it feel like to be Drake 4K May up there with Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady as now only the third Patriots quarterback to have that?
Yeah, I love these nicknames.
That's a new one, right? 4K May, man.
Exactly. Now you get my buddies calling me that. Anytime you're in a competition with those two quarterbacks, you know, you're a good company. So those guys are great. You're the Patriots legends, and hopefully to not just be in the conversation with them one time, Mike, or hopefully to continue on trying to, like I said, keep on, you know, playing good football and playing clean football and shoot, any conversation with those guys, you know, I'm doing something right and those guys around me and people that are helping me out are doing a lot more things right than I am.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, Efton Chisholm, got a couple throws to him yesterday, got him his first touchdown. And you've seemed to show all year long that you'll throw to anybody. Whoever Josh puts out there, whatever personnel group is out there, you'll throw to him. What was it like throwing to Chisholm as the next man up yesterday? And what's it been like seeing him develop behind the scenes? Coach Vrabel says he makes a lot of plays on the practice field.
I'm about to say, he makes a bunch of plays in practice, you know, on our first team defense. So I figured if you do that, he can do it against anybody. So, no, he ran a great route. He made another big time catch that I thought he could have scored on if he didn't, you know, have a little pop Douglas and stumble on his own feet. So, you know, I was proud of him for stepping up. He did some work in the run game, blocking. He, you know, the play before that, the big third down where he had a bigger play where he picked somebody off in a man coverage and got Mondre open to the flat on a big third down. So I was honestly more proud of him for that than the third down, than the touchdown catch. He just keeps on doing the right things and he wants to be a great player in this league. And, you know, a lot of the trust that I have in guys starts in practice, and he's done that, you know, since he got here.
Drake, can you talk about how much Mac Hollins has meant to this team to this point and what a loss that could be potentially not having him for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, a guy like Mac's a glue guy, and he's a glue guy for us. That's turned into a big-time player on us that is, you know, makes a lot of plays for us, does a lot of little things, does everything the right way, knows where to line up, gets people lined up. He's just a great guy to have around, man. He's a Tar Heel that just makes plays, and he's smart like every Tar Heel I know is. And, yeah, it's unfortunate, but we're looking forward to having him back at some point, and it's next man up like it's been all year long.
A couple weeks ago, you had a chance at one of those reverse blocks, and you came on and told us you weren't too proud of the effort. You had the chance again yesterday. What's the grade on the effort blocking on that reverse yesterday? Feel a little better about it?
Yeah, I don't know. What do y'all think? I thought it was all right. Got in the way enough.
Do you ever worry that one of those guys is going to light you up? Because I wonder why one of those guys doesn't just absolutely light you up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". I think it's a little harder to light me up than you think. So,
there you go. Love it. Love the answer.
When I see the guys coming, I got a good gist. But when I'm standing there with a football like a statue, it's a little easier for those guys to take me off my feet.
I'm not sure if you saw a replay of it, speaking of showing up and showing out for the team. But when you got popped late in the first half, Coach Vrabel didn't seem to care for that very much at all, running out in the field and then was prowling up and down the sidelines. May have muttered some colorful language to some of your fellow teammates about how he felt toward the Jets. How's that feel to have a coach in your corner and getting your back like that?
Oh, he's been in our corner. He's been in our corner since the day he got hired. He's not going to change. He coaches hard and loves us, and I appreciate the way he shows emotion and yells at the ref on the sidelines. It's awesome. It's hilarious. And shoot, that attitude and that mentality, it starts with him and it trickles down, and hope to be as fiery and, you know, emotional as he is one day, as long as it doesn't affect my play.
Drake, you guys have been very consistent over the last couple of weeks. You clinched the playoffs, but you said we want the division title. What was it like? We saw that little video, but what was it like experiencing that, watching the Bills game and clinching those hats and t-shirts on the bus yesterday?
Yeah, I was watching some of the guys on the bus. You know, obviously wasn't the, you know, number one way you want to draw it up to win the division, but you never complain with the goal we had in mind. And it was awesome to celebrate with our teammates after we got home from the trip. And, man, that was a crazy game. That was a crazy ending. But, like I said, wish we would have done it earlier, but glad it ended up happening and still got some work left, like I said.
Yeah, I can't imagine you have many regular season goals left now, just one game remaining. And now what is likely the biggest game of your life, your first NFL playoff game to come, maybe in 2 weeks, perhaps in 3 weeks. We'll see what the seeding is after Sunday. But what game previously holds the record for biggest game you ever played?
Biggest game I've ever played? I think the next one. The next one that I play is the biggest game. So we got the Dolphins here this Sunday. Not try to talk in the past or talk in the future. Just talk about what's worried about now.
What would you say if somebody on the radio said it's Super Bowl or bust for the New England Patriots?
I think they can have their own opinion if somebody said that. You know, we're worried about, you know, each and every week and trying to go out there and beat the next opponent on our schedule. So I think Super Bowl or bust, I'm not really even sure what that term exactly means. I know a lot of people say it, but I think, you know, everybody in the NFL Super Bowl or bust at the beginning of the year, and it's whoever tries to make it.
Yeah, would have been a pretty empty stadium. I know each and every week we like to talk about how much the Patriots fan support has meant to you guys along the way this season. Would have been a pretty empty stadium if the Pats fans didn't show up yesterday. How nice was it to see MetLife Stadium, JetLife Stadium, full of more Patriots fans than Jets fans?
Yeah, man, that was cool to see. I saw Patriots fans galore out there yesterday, and like I said, every week they show out and show up, and we got to keep on giving them a reason to show up, and hopefully this these next two home games that we got will be a great environment.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the holiday. How was the how was Christmas around the May household?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was awesome. It's always a great time of year and a great time of year to remember what the season's for. And I think just being around some family, and football always makes the holidays a little better in my opinion. So I got some good football and got a win. So that's what matters.
Did you happen to were there any presents on your list that you really wanted and you got, or was there a favorite gift?
Good question. I think the win. I think the win was a good gift. Going to New York and getting a win. New York's always a good Christmas time. So my wife got me some great stuff. She does a great job on Christmas, and just probably her bacon. That's always a win. I'm always winning.
Yeah, those cinnamon rolls looked good. We saw Will enjoyed those. Speaking of Will and the offensive line, now that it's passed, any chance you want to share with us what you got the guys up front?
I think that's the thing. If they want to share it, so they all they've done a great job this year, and I think it's they probably deserve more than what I gave them. So I just can't thank those guys enough.
All right, it's time now for your favorite segment, May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, we obviously go from one holiday week to another. So with New Year's later in the week, New Year's resolutions, may or may not.
Ooh, I'm always in for New Year's resolution. Hopefully to either watch my diet or watch something I could take out of my life or try to, keep on a good track. So I'm always for them. My wife loves doing them. So I got to be something that I'm willing to do, though.
All right, Drake, you have previously referred to yourself and the fact that you go to bed early as grandpa on our very radio waves. About New Year's, everyone likes to stay up to see the ball drop till midnight. So may or may not, staying up till midnight to see the ball drop.
Yeah, that's a may not for me. I don't think I'll stay up and see it. I don't think my wife will probably be slumped.
So right now I'm watching a bowl game on the screen in front of us in the studio, and bowl games have gotten a lot of scrutiny lately with opt-outs for players or bowl games that aren't part of the college football playoff. So how about college football bowl games, may or may not?
Ooh, I think... In the past, I think I was a fan of the bowl games, but now I think once it got to the 12-team playoff, I think you'll end up seeing bowl games phase out, in my opinion.
You were saying earlier that watching your diet is one of your potential resolutions every year. A big tradition around here in New England on New Year's Eve is ordering Chinese food and watching movies. I'm not sure if you've gotten into that. So doing Chinese takeout in movies, may or may not?
May not. I'm not a big fan of Chinese food, so I'm more of like Five Guys or something.
Nice. And finally, we ask you a lot about MVP awards, and you sort of are deferential. There's another guy in this town having an MVP caliber season. Jaylen Brown is killing it for your Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown as a legitimate NBA MVP candidate, may or may not?
Oh, I think 100%. I think he's had how many games of 30-plus? I think he just had a couple games of 40.
Yep.
He's doing whatever they need to, and he can score the ball at will, and he does it so nonchalantly. Looks like he's not even trying out there, so... he came out in my brother's class, thought about going with my brother to North Carolina, but he ended up better off, whatever he decided to do, going to Cal. So I think definitely, for sure.
You guys are the tides that are raising Boston sports once again, and it's awesome to see. Finally, for me, Drake, now you're up in New England, wintertime, obviously different sports down in North Carolina, but up here, ice skating, sledding, skiing, may or may not. Are you into the winter sports?
Ooh, I'm probably 50-50. I'm half in, half out. I don't love ice skating or skiing. I like my feet being in contact with the ground. But sledding, I could do sledding. I'm always for sledding and having a good time.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's comes from Greg in Gardner. Greg asks, Drake, are you truly able to enjoy and appreciate the season that you are having as both an individual and as a member of the team while you're going through it?
That's a great question. I honestly think it's we're so, you know, next week and take advantage of the win or the loss for 24-hour rule and try to get going. You know, it's really hard to reflect on the year you've had. And I think one of the best things to do is, you know, go back and look at some of the moments, and some of my pictures and camera roll will remind me of those moments in the locker room or moments in the game. And I think, you know, it's so next week and next opponent and win this week that it's hard to reflect on in the time that you're in it. And it's almost one of those things after the season you appreciate it more. But while you're in it, you just try to, you know, move on ahead, and it goes by so fast, but it's so important that it's hard to really reflect and appreciate it. But I think that's a great question.
All right, Drake, congrats on the performance in New York on Sunday, and good luck closing out the regular season. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Go Pats. Peace.
Drake May adding peace to the Go Pats at the end of our Patriots Monday interview. Something also struck me there that I'd never really thought of. We all get it, right? Most of us have iPhones, and they give you those little memories or whatever they call them when they put together a little slideshow. You ever think, like what does Drake May's slideshow look like? Like, mine is my dogs or my kids or whatever. His is, like, MVP season through the year. Like, what is his phone put together?
It's probably very similar, dude.
You think?
It's like his friends and family. Yeah, it's not like he's taking pictures, like, during the game. It's his dog. It's his, you know, White's Bakesmiths. It's Will Campbell at the house.
Steph Diggs, Cardi B. Like, there's more layers to it. You make it sound like he's not a superstar. Like, he's not going to the Celtics game and hanging out with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. He's doing a few more things than you and I are doing on a nightly basis.
Oh, well, speak for yourself.
I am speaking for both of us. You are not. Even though you got those new jeans on you got for Christmas, you are not lit. But we do need to go to the phone lines.
I think we actually lost Drake there.
So the 603 responded. I said, did I offend Drake May? Listen real closely. Let me know. 603 said, Andy, you're just defensive all the time.
That's a very fair assessment.
But I didn't hear a specific answer. He sounded offended. So that was the 603 takeaway. Let's go to the phone lines. I think Andy and Medway might have a different take. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I think this is the best iteration of the afternoon show I've heard in half a decade, and I was never a sports listener, actually. I was actually the guy who was a fan of the Maddie and Nick show on AAF.
Oh, but, glad to
Andy,
have you. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're the
Andy,
one.
You got to let him answer. You cut Drake off. He was going to say what he was actually more worried about other than getting lit up. I didn't catch it until the second time hearing it, but he was about to go into it further, and you cut him off.
So that's what you're going to rip me for, not the tone of my question? Because that's what everybody else tells me.
Dude, I think you're doing a hell of a job driving the bus. I'm a big fan. You're antsy like me, and I think you kind of stepped on him a little bit when he was about to say, what I'm really worried about is...
What do you think?
We never heard
fill in the blank, Andy. What are you speculating on? What do you think he would have said? Come on, be creative.
Probably something deferential, like not letting his teammate down and hitting the right guy with the pass or whatever deferential thing he's about to say.
Exactly. So my answer was better. I agree with you. I think he probably would have said something deferential and somewhat boring and milquetoast. And I got him to, as one of the texters say, sick brag, 6'5", 230, bro. That was one of my favorite answers because I think it is an insight to who he really is. I think he believes he's tougher and stronger and faster and better than every other person on the NFL field that he's on any given Sunday. And you saw a little bit of an insight into that through the interview today.
Oh, well, hello, Mike Wallace. Aren't you just the voice of an interview generation?
617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, there was a lot of football played over the holiday weekend. Not a lot of it was great, including the Patriots game, but we do need to recap. We didn't bet on it, so you didn't lose any money, although this could have been the weekend. Maybe we would have won. This was the weekend we were going to win, and unfortunately we didn't bet it. But a little look around the National Football League and everything that was your holiday slate. That's next here on WEEI. Thanks for the listening.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots beat the New York Jets on the road yesterday afternoon. The final score was 42-10. With their win over the Jets and a Bills loss against the Eagles, the Pats claim their 22nd AFC East Division title and their first since 2019. New England also finishes the regular season with a perfect 8-0 record on the road. It's the 12th time in NFL history and the third time in franchise history that a team has finished 8-0 away from home. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 19 of 21 for 256 passing yards and five, count them, five passing touchdowns. May's fifth touchdown pass of the day set a new franchise record for the most receivers with a touchdown reception at five. That was Austin Hooper, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Hunter Henry, and Efton Chisholm all finding the end zone yesterday afternoon. May is also the first Patriot to have five touchdown passes in a game since Tom Brady did it against Houston back in 2017. May was removed from the game midway through the third quarter, and backup quarterback Joshua Dobbs finished the day 3 of 4 with 30 passing yards. Tonight, week 17 in the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football as the 11-4 Rams visit the 6-9 Falcons. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. From around the NFL scoreboard, the Steelers lost to the Browns in Cleveland yesterday 13-6, meaning that next Sunday's game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore will decide the AFC North. Meanwhile, losses for both Carolina and Tampa Bay mean that Saturday's matchup between the two will decide the NFC South, and wins from Seattle and San Francisco this weekend sets up a game between the two in which the winner will capture both an NFC West title and the number one seed in the conference. The Celtics fell to the Portland Trailblazers yesterday night, 114-108. Boston plays game three of a five-game road trip tomorrow night in Utah. And the Bruins play game two of their five-game road trip tonight in Calgary against the Flames. Puck drop is at 9 p.m. Boston is 20-18-1 on the season. They've lost five games in a row. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I'm guaranteeing right now they go to Miami and they're going to win this division. They're going to beat Miami next week. They're going to take care of business right away. They're going to start fast once again and just dominate the whole entire game. This New England Patriots team is for real.
Did
they switch the venue of the game, Andy? Are we going to Miami next week?
Oh, leave Gronk alone. He was on a roll. Jeez. Next, you're going to tell me he doesn't say the word debut right, and everybody's going to make fun of him for that.
Yo soy fiesta.
I don't want it. We talked about this last night on the Six Rings postgame show. It bears repeating again on the afternoon program. I don't want Gronk to be good at English. That's part of the charm. It's just fun how he gets things like geography, time, and his native language wrong on frequent occasions. But that's, again, part of the charm.
Absolutely. I don't.
My friend, Perry Entlemann.
Oh, Mr. Recovery.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. He's like the Jelly of the Month Club, and you tune in every week. I do wonder sometimes, if you were just a random Vikings fan, do you ever get annoyed that, you turn on Fox and you have to watch Gronk and Edelman F around, and then Brady takes part, and then they toss to the game in which Brady, it's like, all right, I've had enough with the stupid Patriots.
And they're reacting to the Patriots winning an AFC East title having a chance at the number one seed. Yeah, that might bother me a little bit.
Seems kind of annoying. And are they really better than anybody other team's stars? How did all these freaking Patriots end up with all these cushy media jobs?
They're all good because you want to know why? Belichick drafted all these very smart, charming, personable leaders, people that are really articulate, people that have interesting points, people that are good business leaders, people that were 4-year graduates and captains in college.
You think that's true? You think there was a higher percentage of everything you just said with Patriots players as opposed to any other team?
I believe that was actually the case a long time ago. And there, I bet you there'd be more. Mayo could very well, did some media before he, submarined his coaching career. I bet you Hightower would be good at it too, but I think he's also in the Mayo relocation program.
Yeah, I just wonder. There's no linebackers on other teams that are smart and went to a good school and articulate and could be on TV.
Well, the mine has to be to us.
There probably are, but when they hold up their hand, how many rings are on there?
And that's fair.
I think that being the lowest common denominator is also very helpful for them.
That is probably fair. All right, so we don't have a pick six parlay to recap, which means we can't tell you why we went 3-3 or 2-4 or what I thought was going to happen and what actually happened. But we did have a interesting weekend and sort of a week with the holiday of football to recap. So, Dan Ball, the floor is yours.
Yeah, let's bounce back to what happened on Thursday. You had Cowboys 30, Commanders 23, Vikings 23, Lions 10. But the late game, Andy, Broncos 20 and Chiefs 13. You had a touchdown and a pick on 182 passing yards for Bo Nix. Did the Broncos show you anything in their game against a beleaguered Chiefs group?
I am more afraid of going to Denver than I am of facing the Broncos.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. I have scars that go back decades as a Patriots fan.
I like that take.
I think the Broncos are beatable. I am not impressed with Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and their offense. And yes, their defense is good, but I think the Patriots' offense is good. And if it were just a game, if it didn't involve a mile-high stadium and city and thing and history, I would be all in on the Patriots over the Broncos because I don't think the Broncos are that good, Fitzy. It's funny. We're going to get into this. I'm not a big fan of either number one seed in the NFC or the AFC, but here we are, and it's 1 week to go, and they're the number one seeds.
We're pretty sure who's going to be the number one seed in the AFC at this point. And, yeah, I believe they're fallible as well. NFC could be one of three teams, which is wild still that after 17 weeks of football, we could have three potential one seeds in the NFC. The Broncos, in other years, Andy, they would be a good team. It just happens that in this year of no great teams, the Broncos seem to be the better of those teams. But you know what else that comes with? Being 11-2 in one score games.
Yeah, but that would imply that I think they're really clutch, and I don't know if they're really clutch. I know Bo Nix has done it and has had his comebacks, but then there are times where I'm like, Bo Nix is not that good. Bo Nix is the guy I thought he was coming out. I say that sometimes. And then I see some of the throws he makes, and I'm like, oh, that was a really good throw. Not too many quarterbacks make that throw in that situation. So I'm still torn on him. I really am.
I think he's good.
I was going to say on your thing of I'm not impressed with Sean Payton, Bo Nix, or what they have to bring to the table. I am impressed with Sean Payton that he's getting what he's getting out of Bo Nix. I think there's absolutely a limit to the talent that he brings, and I think that you got the right coach there to try to squeeze it out of him. Saturday slate, the late game.
Wait, can we just put a real quick?
Yeah.
The Lions.
See ya.
The Lions crapped themselves.
Yikes.
Like, and I know Dan Campbell is talking about, like, this feeling and make sure it never happens. That, like, that's a horrific loss. And
oh, yeah. Worse than what Buffalo did with five straight AFC East championships and no Super Bowls. The Lions 2 years in a row were everyone's Super Bowl pick. Jared Goff, and here comes insert Andy hating on Jared Goff in 3, 2,
right again.
One. Jared Goff, you want to talk about just absolutely right down your leg at a party in front of everybody. Oh,
that's who he
God.
Is. I'm telling you.
It's time. I'm ready. For a QB change in Detroit.
When the going gets tough, you have Jared Goff, and you'll never be great with Jared Goff as your quarterback. Now, we do also have to throw in whatever we think of Aaron Glenn as the head coach of the Jets. And what we do think of Ben Johnson as the head coach, they did lose both their coordinators. And we thought that was going to expose them, but I didn't think it would be in this fashion. Like, love Max Brosmer, mean it, but you lost to a guy that couldn't throw. Like, they had no passing game, and they still
I think they had 40 yards passing in the game.
Yeah, they set football back a few years.
But the problem was, again, the super boring, cliche-ridden football take in 3, 2, 1, it starts in the trenches. What did Ben Johnson do in the offseason? His first priority as coach of the Bears was not to yell at everybody and yell and say good, better, best. It wasn't to rip off his shirt in front of the, you know, Chicago Bears media crew. It was to rebuild their offensive line. So, fun side note, Joe Tooney is going to the playoffs in each of his first 9 years in the NFL. Like, that was a sneaky, great grab
yep.
by the Bears to get him, to poach him, trade away from the Kansas City Chiefs. Meanwhile, you lose Ragnow, you lose other defensive offensive linemen. Like, the Lions couldn't block anybody.
It'd be fascinating to see if they can follow an Eagles-type trajectory where you lose both of your coordinators after a great run. You have a dip, and then you find Kellen Moore, and was it Vic Fangio who jumped in at that
yep.
same time?
Good yep. call,
and
man.
All of a sudden, you get right back to the pinnacle of the NFC and win the Super Bowl. So we'll see what the Lions can do in a very pivotal offseason. But we'll leave that there because on the Saturday slate, Ravens 41, Packers 24, Ravens set up a game with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the AFC North because, Andy Hart, the Steelers scored 6 actual football points against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday and lost a pretty revealing game in your eyes about them.
Not just they scored 6 points, they were first in goal to whatever you thought of the game and what it should have been. You were in position to salvage it. And Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback, Mike Tomlin, Hall of Fame-ish coach maybe with longevity and a Super Bowl ring, couldn't get it done. And Rodgers and that offense looked inept. And I know Denzel Ward was very happy that they kept throwing at him. But it was strange. The finish of that football game was very, very strange. And I said this to you off air, Dan Ball. It's like the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers live off their reputation or their name, image, and likeness. They're not that anymore. He is not the Hall of Fame quarterback anymore. And they're not the greatest organization, never lose, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it anymore. They're living off their reputation at this point.
Yeah, they're kind of the perfect match for each other because Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have been known for just eking their way into being 500 or better for his entire tenure. And Aaron Rodgers is a 500 quarterback. He's not going to he's not necessarily going to cost you games, but Fitzy, does he have that gear in a potential playoff game if they make it where he can go out and win you a football game at this point? I'm just not sure if he does anymore.
He's got the arm talent, but I don't think he's got the everything else that he needs. And that also includes no Calvin Austin and no DK Metcalf in that game against the Browns. And we all know how much better the Browns are on defense at home versus on the road as well. So you add the lack of receiving talent, you add Aaron Rodgers just kind of not being Aaron Rodgers from 2010 anymore, and you add the Browns making a play. And look what you get. You get a team with victory in their hands, crap in the bed, spit in the bit, and now they have to go home and beat the juggernaut. And that's going to be wild because Derrick Henry, whoa, man, was he a locomotive on Saturday night. Thank the lucky stars John Harbaugh didn't coach that way the week prior when they had an 11-point lead with 12 minutes to go against your New England Patriots.
Did we ever get into the explanation or non-explanation or just babbling at the podium nope. that he did after that?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, if end of game, we got rotation and running backs, and you know, hindsight, what are you talking about? He's one of the best running backs in the history of the game. He ran it down the Patriots' throat previously, and you didn't have him in the game. Forget Fitzy. You said it post-game show. You made the comment, you know, they didn't give the ball to Derrick Henry. And I said, well, to give the ball to a player, he has to be on the field. Otherwise, yeah. You know, that would be weird. And stop talking. Can a coach just say, effed up? Put your hand in the air and say, I effed up.
I overthought that one, guys. Right, what
like,
a dummy.
Right. And especially a coach of his stature, Super Bowl rings, like long. Isn't he the second longest tenured coach? Or maybe he's the
one
longest.
One of them's going to go this offseason. Like, it's either Harbaugh or Lamar. And if I'm Ravens ownership, it's a lot harder to find a Lamar than it is a Harbaugh.
Well, I will tell you, I already got the emails from betonwhatever.us.whatever. Next teams for Lamar Jackson out there. Next team for Joe Burrow out there. There's odds on those types of things already being spread around the internet.
I'm dying to know, what's Burrow's next team?
I believe it was the New York Football Giants. Odds leader.
How about the Detroit Lions?
Thank you. Stole the words right out of my mouth, Dan Ball. They would go undefeated.
Undefeated, and they might win 6 Super Bowls in a row with Joe, as long as he doesn't get hurt. But assuming he stays healthy, with that offense, they could have a lot of fun.
Joe Burrow, man. Yeah, Super Bowl.
There are a couple between them, and I don't know what Matthew Stafford looks like after this season, but if he, say, they win a Super Bowl and he decides to ride off into the sunset, throwing Burrow into a McVay offense, it'd be an interesting conversation. But we'll leave that one there, because the other game I wanted to get to before we go to break, the two teams that are squarely in the mix for the Patriots in a couple weeks, Texans 20, Chargers 16. We know the Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert, they're resting some of their starters, but Andy, what did you learn about the Texans and the Chargers, two teams that the Patriots could very well face?
Kind of exactly what I thought. The Texans offense isn't that good, although Nico Collins scares the hell out of me. Hey, Marcus Jones, I know you think you're the biggest guy on the field, but you see that guy coming? Go low, because that guy will run your ass over. Nico Collins is a man at the wide receiver position.
What about the deep balls from the Iowa State receivers, though? Like, those are sneaky effective.
Yeah, sneaky effective, and then it dried up. Did you see that continue? I didn't see it continue. That was a winnable football game for the Chargers, if only they could block literally anyone, because every play was like, hey, Herbert, run for your life and try to make something happen. And at the end of the play, when you're done running for your life, you're going to get hit, just an FYI, because that's just the way it is. And we'll rest you next week, because you're going to be beat up. That was a strange football game all the way around, in which it kind of just magnified everything I knew about both teams.
Funny thing, to me, it actually sort of introduced the mistake-prone element for the Chargers as well, like Gadsden and Quentin Johnson, those guys, like, you know, balls bouncing off people's hands at inopportune times. It also proved that Dicker the kicker, who was borderline perfect going into that game, like for his career, is a human. He missed an extra point and his first field goal under 40 yards in his career. Inopportune times, thy name is Dicker.
Now he's Jagger the Gagger or something. He needs to change his nickname because he stinks. And one last note on Monday Night Football. After the Christian Arcan show here on WEEI, Rams at Falcons, which you might say, why do I care about that? Well, if you're rooting for Drake May, or you have money on Drake May to be the MVP, you're rooting against Matthew Stafford. And you hope the Falcons maybe, I don't know, have a couple strip sacks, a couple pickoff passes, pick sixes, do something to make Matthew Stafford look bad and maybe lose a football game to help Drake May get the MVP award. Nice job, Dan Ball. Appreciate that recap of the week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I was going to say we'd listen to Cardi B, because she posted something very interesting on her Twitter account. Yes, I now follow Cardi B on Twitter, just part of the job. But then, well, the language started with her, and we won't be airing that on WEEI. But we do need to hear from another wag, Haley Steinfeld. What does she know or think she know about the Patriots and the AFC East? That's up next on Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out. To donate your car for 2025, call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now. To secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher, that's CARS with a K. All right, before we get to the crossover with Christian Arcand, Haley Steinfeld, the wife of Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who apparently helped him decide that they were going to get quarter cows or half cows or whatever for the offensive lineman for Christmas.
Half cows, that's a fun gift.
It is a fun gift. You know what's not a fun gift? When the quarterback won't tell you the gift that he gave the offensive lineman, but I digress. We don't need to get into that. We'll find out sooner or later, Drake.
What do you think, Drew? Let's just 5 seconds. What do we think Drake got them?
I am going to say something that he realized isn't as cool as he thought it was at the time when he decided to get it.
You mean a bag of Bakesmith leftovers doesn't have the same value as a half a cow?
Hey, Will, yeah, I heard you like those cinnamon rolls. Here's 12 more of them.
A DIY Bakesmith kit.
Here's that jalapeno cheddar loaf from December 3rd. I hope it's still good.
Although, I still say I'd rather have that than the bones that Joe Burrow got his offensive. I could not you can't even re-gift those. Like, somebody gives you a dinosaur bone, like, who are you going to give that to?
Wait, is that what he got his guys?
Oh, yeah.
Legit. That's awesome.
You think that's awesome? Okay, come back on, Christian.
If someone gave me a dinosaur bone for Christmas, I'd be psyched.
What are you going to do with it?
I'd display it in my house somewhere.
It doesn't matter. It's a dinosaur bone. It's a conversation piece.
I have it displayed against, like, a piece of wood, you know, like one of those wooden sort of frames that you put, like, you can put, like, something on, you know? Like, I'd do that. Like,
that's what frames are good for.
An old shillelagh or something, yeah.
Arcan, did you like last year, Joe Burrow gave his offensive lineman samurai swords.
That's also awesome. He's getting them a lot of displayable things for their homes, which
I
think
cash,
is cool.
Straight cash, homie. If you're going to give me an old bone bone that costs $10,000 or $20,000, just give me the cash.
All right, what about Aaron Rodgers giving ATVs to all of his
Those are sick. Those Razor two-seater
$30,000 golf carts meet ATV. I would want one of those.
Those are sick.
And yeah. Mike Tomlin's probably like, hey, Aaron, maybe dumb idea when everybody gets hurt flipping over their ATV in the
behind they have,
the stadium.
They have roll cages.
No, I know. They're legal. I had that. Stephen Ridley used to have four of those. And he's like, I can drive anything I want as long as it has a seatbelt. So this has a seatbelt. I'm allowed to drive it. And I was like, yeah, that defiance will go far with Belichick. But yeah, we'll find out sooner or later what Drake May got his offensive.
I have a guess.
What do you got?
Bombas socks.
Bombas socks?
That's if what that's everyone it? Gives everyone. There's a chance. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's such a common gift. There's a pretty good chance it's probably Bombas socks.
And so if we see the locker room fitsy, based on our interviews, we know that the linemen are probably like, what the F are these? And
they're very comfortable.
And Marcus Jones is like, oh, I'll take them if you guys don't want them.
I did see a piece of sponsored content, where he was handing out Gillette razors to all of his linemen.
That's actually my guess is... We're going to see.
That's worse than Bombas socks.
I didn't know spontent was a word.
Especially if they're given away for free. Like, here you go, Christian. Here's this gift that my corporate overlord gave me to give you.
But that's what Brock Purdy did. He gave the linemen trucks, and it was really just a
trucks.
Toyota deal that he had with the local Toyota dealership. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers probably had a deal with whoever made those quads or whatever. So it is what it is. Anyway.
Here you go. Shave your bald head, Morgan.
Thank God you said bald head. That's not what I thought you were going to say. Haley Steinfeld, some content resurfaced here. She was asked some questions, and it feels a little disrespectful to the Patriots.
How many yards is a roughing the passer penalty? 15 yards. Name the four teams in the AFC East Division. You got the Buffalo Bills and the Bills' three sons.
More like your daddy, Steinfeld. The Patriots would be one of those teams, and they are the... You can be as disrespectful as you want.
And the Bills' three sons.
Jets. But your daddy is not named Josh Allen. Your daddy is named Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the New England Patriots. So learn it. Apparently that was from February, and it was just fun content, but we go back now.
We can't hold that over 10 months later. Well, actually, we just did, so who cares?
I mean, your husband's a quarterback for one of the teams in the division. You'd think you'd know the other teams. It's not that hard. Just the mascots. I don't need you to know history. Like, when was the organization start? Nope. Just three names.
Who's saying she didn't know, though?
Like, yeah, I think that was a joke. Yeah,
oh, so she was intentionally being disrespectful.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, no, that wasn't me.
Did you not pick up on that?
Bleep her, then.
Andy, that wasn't me, like, forgetting the name of Kyle Duggar for a minute and calling him your boy. Like, that was straight up Haley Steinfeld just, like, ripping on the teams.
Serious question, too. What is she in? I don't know anything about her. What is she famous for?
Joe told me she was in Pitch Perfect.
Yep, oh, okay. And she was also
in the
True Grit remake from 2010, which is one of my favorite movies.
I have not seen that.
And Sinners, which I haven't seen, but I heard is good. I
haven't seen that either.
I got to see that. That's right. No. Thanks, Arkan.
I do want to see Primate, but that's a different topic for a different day.
I don't
day.
Really know what she looks like, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
I didn't
she's
until
an attractive,
I saw the video.
She's an attractive human being.
I would guess. I mean,
she
I would...
just married the MVP $60 million quarterback. So
quarterback's usually the
hunchback of Notre Dame. She is not.
Pretty good looking.
Arkan, what do you got for an hour tonight into Monday Night Football?
Basically just an hour of Drake May love and appreciation. Like, I haven't really done an hour of that yet, but after that game, I mean, that's really like two and a half quarters, five touchdowns, 19 of 21 pat, like, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous Madden on easy type of game. Yeah. And I know it's the Jets, and I know they haven't played anybody with it's over 500, but it really at this point is kind of moot when you're doing that. Like, that was remarkable, I thought, what we saw in that game. And I don't know. I'm just going to run out of ways to say it was awesome, basically, for an hour.
Well, you only need words for an hour. So stick around for the Christian Arkan Show for the next hour leading into Monday Night Football, where we can all root against Matthew Stafford because we want Drake May to win the MVP. Dan and the boys will be back tomorrow. I am going to take my tissues and my medicines and my teas and go be sick on my couch for the rest of the time off for this week. Fitzy, same thing. Don't be sick. Just enjoy the time off. And we'll talk to you guys on the other side. See ya. That's true. I agree with you. 14 teams, 14 suckies. Which sucky is the New England Patriots?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". I think it's a little harder to light me up than you think.
What's up, George?
Hi.
Thanks for the call, George. I think we actually lost Drake there.
Peace.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.